Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Sunday, March 13th. First, our Winter Road Report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are mainly snow-covered with slippery sections. Visibility ranges from good to fair. There are no more listed road closures for the region. Roads have reopened. Cleanup is underway after yesterday's winter storm in Grey Bruce. Quite a bit of snow on the ground this morning. OPP said yesterday they responded to numerous collisions. If you're hoping for spring soon, it is supposed to warm up a bit tomorrow, with the rest of the week seeing highs above zero. A fire on the Chichimon Ferry was extinguished in Thunder Bay. At 2:20 yesterday morning, Thunder Bay firefighters were called to the shipyard road for a fire inside the ship. Fire crews were able to bring the blaze, which was centered in the boiler room deep in the bottom of the ship, under control. The boiler room suffered extensive damage to one of the ship's boilers and electrical system. Damage was contained to the room with some light smoke in other areas of the ship. The cause is under investigation. Peter MacKay says he will not be running in the federal Conservative Party leadership race. He made the announcement on social media yesterday. The people who are running are MPs Pierre Poilievre and Leslyn Lewis, independent Ontario MPP Roman Babber, and former Quebec Premier Jean Charest. Former Ontario PC leader and Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown is expected to announce he's running today. In Ukraine, the city of Mariupol's mayor says 1,500 people have been killed in the last 12 days in that city, where Russian shelling continues. Elsewhere, 9 people reportedly died when Moscow struck a military base in Ukraine near the Polish border. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it will send up to $200 million of anti-tank and anti-aircraft weapons, as well as small arms, to Ukraine. Owen Sound Police are partnering with the Owen Sound Legion and the Electronic Recycling Association to host a free electronic data destruction event. Police say it will help residents protect themselves from fraud. March is Fraud Prevention Month, and people can attend the event at the Owen Sound Legion on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can bring your unwanted electronic devices, including computers and parts, phones, tablets, scanners, printers, software, servers, routers, and more. You can find a list on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Police say devices storing sensitive data will be securely destroyed or wiped clean. They'll be using the Electronic Recycling Association's shredding machine to prevent data from being recovered from old equipment. Bruce Power Net Zero Inc. is seeking out innovative projects with the goal of reaching a clean energy future. They say they aim to look into commercial business opportunities which leverage the carbon-free advantages of nuclear power to enable complementary technologies to help the province move to a decarbonized energy system. Their plan is to do this by investing in net zero infrastructure. They've outlined 4 priorities for the current wave of the program, which includes storage, pumped or battery, hydrogen, zero-emission vehicle infrastructure, and hydro, solar, and wind. Bruce Power Net Zero will be accepting ideas for potential projects until June 30th. In sports, Ethan Burrows scored twice as the Owen Sound Attack cruised past the Saginaw Spirit 5-1 in Ontario Hockey League action Saturday night at the Dow Event Center in Michigan, winning the tail end of a back-to-back closeout of a 3-game road trip. Owen Sound extended its points streak to 9 straight games. Elsewhere in the league, Sault Ste. Marie downed Kitchener 7-4. Up next for Owen Sound, a home game against the Windsor Spitfires on Wednesday. In the NHL, a few Canadian teams in action. Ottawa was doubled 6-3 by Chicago. Calgary blanked Detroit 3-0. Montreal lost 4-3 to Seattle in a shootout. And Edmonton downed Tampa Bay 4-1. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors beat Denver 127-115. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, Pollock Division quarterfinals best of 7. Mitchell blanked Goderich 4-0. Mitchell leads that series 2-0. The game between Kincardine and Wingham was postponed, and so was the Mount Forest Walkerton game. In WOAA Senior Hockey AA Semifinals Best of 7, Clinton downed Ripley 5-1 to win that series 4-1. That's news and sports. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.